Your Oneness with Life Abundant. The compound idea, sometimes referred to as man, is you. It is an ensemble of all the qualities of life and mind and soul. Worry not about generic man. You are the man, or rather the woman, you are concerned with, and she is the temple of the living God. She is the scene and center of his activities. His intelligence and glory and graciousness are in full play right on her premises. They constitute her identity. They are that woman, that you. You see, you are so close to, so interwoven with life triumphant, that it is all there is to you. You are as perfectly blended with it as the white and yolk of an egg are blended by a thorough culinary beating. All one. So you are one with glorious life. I doubt if any precise rule of healing has ever been formulated. I doubt if such a rule can be put into words. The curative process can be hinted, but it cannot be stated with the definiteness of the rule of three. One can find the whole thing presented in the fourth gospel, yet there is nothing there which approaches the formality of a rule. This is one reason why the book endures. Healing comes when one gets the slightest sense of his identity with exuberant life. But how to attain that realization is not easy to specify. It comes when least expected and when least striven for. It just comes. Life, the very life which is individualized in you, is self-existent and self-sustained, which means that it knows no weaknesses or impedimenta. For this life, which, by the way, we call God, retains its inherent vitality when expressed in you. It loses no energy or other quality when it becomes you. It is the same original, irrepressible, ageless, diseaseless, endless life it always has been. I would like to write this subject up in my own way. I would do so if there were any hope of getting it published. Maybe I will do it anyway one of these days. It should be done and can be. Wish I could see you, but I will not be in New York before March, probably.